oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a memorable Memorial Day weekend. My goodness, certainly a time for us to reflect on the men and women that gave their lives while serving in our armed forces are certainly recognized.
Indeed.
A lot of people will go up, and I've got friends that are, I guess the nowadays term is Gold Star, you know, families.
Oh, okay.
But those that have lost loved ones, and they're going, don't say happy Memorial Day to us.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because it really is a time of reflection.
Correct.
Also, we
and
don't
honor.
Right. And we don't go up to veterans and say, you know, I mean, certainly acknowledging and thanking them for their service, mm-hmm. but trying to, in this day and age of being appropriate and, right. you know, timely, mm-hmm. Veterans Day will occur on November 11th. And that's when we recognize all that served.
Correct.
You know, so,
correct.
So anyway, to that end, kicking things around for this weekend, mm-hmm. thought we'd go back and reflect on the first half of what's been a rather interesting year.
Yeah.
We usually wait.
And we made it.
We usually wait until the end of the year to do uh-huh. our year in review. But looking at things, thought, let's take a look, because one thing's
a lot has been going on. That's the thing.
Well, and we pride ourselves here on Texas Outdoor News of being seasonably timely.
Uh-huh.
You know, the guests that we bring in, you know, are appropriate for, you know, that time period of the year. And there's been things that we've discussed, events that have occurred that are going to have an impact as we now make a turn toward summer
and hopefully
beyond.
Some things that we will learn from without erasing history. We will study it.
Erasing history. Yeah. What a concept.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Uh-huh.
No, but we do have a great show headed your way. So y'all do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, wow, Memorial Day weekend. From a holiday standpoint, Harold, growing up as a kid, I mean, we're both Houstonians.
Right.
You remember Splash Day?
Yes.
I mean, down in Galveston?
Yeah.
And this year they brought back, and I didn't hear how well attended it was, but I guess back in maybe the 40s, they had all these bathing beauties in in their costumes, you know, if you would. You know, trip down memory lane.
Down memory lane. Well, and also during that period in my youth, though, we had a lot of the, you know, the polio warnings about group, you know, group pools, group this, group that, you know, be careful until they got the vaccine for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Also, you don't remember Stop, Drop, and Cover, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
No, I really do. I remember the Bay of Pigs.
That's really going to help. Hide under your desk, you know, and wait for the shockwave.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Weather-wise, it's been an interesting year. We certainly had our winter festival, back in mid-February, and then we've had rains. I'm looking at the old Farmer's Almanac as we get ready to leave the month of May and head toward June, and it seems as though that they're pretty much spot on. They were saying that temperature in the Lone Star State was going to run about 3 degrees below average. Uh-huh. And that the precipitation was going to be about 2 inches above in the east. I think they maybe undershot that, and 1 inch below in the west, which, still need to get some weather out west. Although we are seeing some of our lakes in the panhandle starting to come up.
It's interesting how our producer Bob's brow furrows every time you mention the old Farmer's Almanac.
Well, then you can look at AccuWeather, yeah, which we subscribe to. And
another educated guess.
Another educated guess. But similarly, the forecast is that we're going to be on the mild side, and we're going to continue this wet trend. Mm-hmm. Going back to the old Farmer's Almanac, looks as though temperature-wise, besides May being cooler than normal, June will be a little bit cooler than normal. July, a little more than June. August is going to be about average, but we're going to be wet again in June and July. August, dry, and then we get cool in September, October, mm-hmm, and wetter in September and October. So, hey, I'll take that.
Sure.
You know, it's good for critters.
Yep.
And that rain-cooled air, I don't care how it cools off through those 3 months of summer, mm-hmm, you know. We'll certainly do that. Yeah,
search for the breeze. Well, I know you were excited a few days ago when Ford announced the new F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck.
That's the most stupid
coming out for 2022. No. Well, no. They've already got almost 80,000 pre-orders for it.
That just shows you people will buy anything.
Well, it's also our friends at the government. I mean, they're still forcing clean the air, the mileage thing, the yada 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 yada. I mean, it's going to be coming.
You made a point just then.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of that 80,000 are government vehicles as opposed to individuals.
The report I got was individuals, but the governments should. I mean, if they're going to make us right? But anything efficient. I mean, I years ago said, you know, that every car that you see as a city official, a state official, a county official, probably should have been a Toyota Prius, you know, a hybrid at a certain point. Because, I mean, you got all these people running around in giant SUVs going from one meeting to another to plan the next meeting. And, I mean, the government is a massive abuser of energy and gasoline.
Here's the deal. It's real simple. It ain't going to work. It isn't going to work. It's going to be another failed exercise. And Bill Olson said it on Texas Outdoor News on this date. Well, and if I'm wrong, I will take it back. But I guarantee you, it isn't going to work, and it's going to create more problems.
We're going to see what happens.
Now, it's going to create more problems in disposal of things when they break or they run out. It just isn't going to work. It doesn't make sense. And they're forcing an agenda, and you need to follow the money stream. It's real simple.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This holiday weekend, want to get back to some things in the outdoor world. And we're just finishing, it's finished Friday, the Safe Boating Week, which was May 22nd through the 28th. And just reminding people all summer long to follow the law and take boating safety precautions while on the water. This is disturbing. The guidance, particularly during a year when supposedly we were shut down, the guidance comes at a critical moment. In 2020, boating accidents were at a 30-year all-time high.
Right.
Fatalities on Texas waterways increased 45% from 2020 from 2019 to 2020. Fatal accidents increased by 61%. This year alone, from January through April, Texas experienced a 40% increase in open water-oriented fatalities, including boating and swimming. Cody Jones, the Assistant Commander for Marine Enforcement at Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, we've had Cody on as a guest, said most of the deaths and serious injuries that occur in Texas waters last year were preventable by following a few simple steps, including the use of safety ignition cutoff, it's called kill switch, folks, and wearing a life jacket. Here's something else, and let me tell you, with the numbers being up, law enforcement, all of them that have a marine division are going to be on the water looking. Do not be drinking and boating.
Right.
It doesn't make sense, and it will be very costly if you're caught boating while intoxicated.
And this is a weekend to practice what we're preaching, because it can be real dangerous out there the more crowded it gets.
Yeah, and what's crazy is the fact that we had a spike last year when things supposedly were shut down. And, you know, one side did everything in their power trying to curtail, you know, outdoor activities.
Right.
Here's something, and we were talking about before we went on the air, about the availability of ammunition. Southwick Associates, who have used for years, in April of this year, they surveyed more than 1,800 ammunition consumers as part of their quarterly hunter survey and shooter survey, and tracked the study. 4 out of 5 consumers encountered out-of-stock issues while trying to purchase ammunition. Other respondents, 79%, reported either fully or partially reducing their target shooting and hunting outings as a result of depleted ammunition shells. Going forward, ammunition demand is expected to remain high. Nearly two-thirds of the ammunition consumers report their current inventory was lower than they would prefer. They would, how much more ammunition they'd like to have on hand, 43% reported much more.
Oh, yeah.
While 38% reported a little more, only 17% were satisfied with the amount. Something to keep in mind, and we've mentioned this, the big box, you know, online retailers.
Right.
You know, they'll send out their e-blast, and then you go there and it's out of stock.
Yeah.
You might look at some of the smaller communities that have some really good gun stores.
Well, I've heard of one. I'm not going to tell you where it is.
Okay.
You know, a friend of mine said, hey, they've got ammunition. But you're right, in the smaller towns.
Yeah. And you know, just do a Google search, look in an area, you know, take a look there.
Well, also, Remington has cranked back up now. Remington Ammunition.
Right.
They are now making it again.
We're seeing a lot of ammunition coming out of Israel and European and brown ammunition. And so haven't heard anything good, bad, or indifferent about it. I've got to believe the Israeli ammunition is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, about to be great.
Yeah.
So you just got to be careful that you don't have corrosive primers.
Ah, okay. Good point.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And we're going to find out if Harold's been rocking fuel or electric on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and tell you what, if you're getting prepared for anything hunting, you ought to take a look at Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal's owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Continue to monitor the inventory, and Clifford Cheadle said that they now have on hand brand names like Rattlers, Hellions, Titans, Thermions. Plus, the new Zeiss monocular is in stock and available for immediate shipment. This is a monocular that has the built-in onboard recording and is an exceptional bang for your hunting dollar. Also, want to remind folks, I had some fun with the Nox 18 on a trip out to West Texas a little over a month ago with lots of built-in flexibility features. Just a few of the examples of the product lines available from Third Coast Thermal. And the neat thing is they've got satisfied customers all over the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is rated as fair, while this Sunday is rated as good. We end May and begin June with a trio of best days on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thursday is another good one. Friday slips to fair, with next Saturday plunging to poor. But next Sunday is another fair day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Tuesday and Wednesday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. Times will continue to adjust for this major feeding period of the day on Thursday and Friday, with game beginning to feed from either side of sunrise and continuing to feed until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early morning until early afternoon. On Wednesday, June the 2nd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, are a quartet of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Wednesday has a double tide schedule of two highs and two lows. Thursday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Friday through next Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, we're still dealing with the aftermath of heavy rains as the rivers just keep on rolling. Freshwater continues to move down, particularly in the upper coast, reaches in parts of southwest Louisiana over on Big Lake. From the upper coast, you can figure from Victoria, Guadalupe River on northward, you're going to be dealing with some freshwater influences. Got to get below that freshwater and find you some salt water. When you do, Well, you're going to find you some redfish and really good flounder. I tell you what, some good flounder. The spring run maybe has been a little bit late, but there's been some really good flounder caught. The sheep's head at the jetties, their bite's starting to wind down. But when you hit the middle coast, say south of the Guadalupe River, or any place where there's flooded grass, tie on a DOA PT7. Let me tell you what, you can rig it weedless, cast a mile. You can see the fish moving up in that inundated grass, cast beyond them and ahead of them and work it back through. It's got a rattle in it and just tear it up. Then during the middle of the day, you'll drop on out into some deeper water. Don't forget, June 1st, the red snapper season in federal waters begins. And, of course, we've got year-round fishing in state waters, and it ought to be phenomenal this year.
Yep.
So, all right, what you got on our East Texas lakes?
Well, let's take a trip to Caddo. Largemouth bass are good, working bladed spinners, frogs, and crankbaits, flipping jigs, and Texas-rigged plastic worms. Fish near grass lines, shallow drop-offs, and trees. Conroe. Largemouth bass are good with activity near larger docks and deeper structures using Carolina rig worms, spinners, and deeper crankbaits. Fork. Largemouth bass are excellent on crankbaits, bladed spinners, chatterbaits, and finesse jigs in water ranging from 4 to 16 feet. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs near the brush piles. Livingston. Crappie are excellent with minnows and jigs looking under the structures. Sam Rayburn. Crappie remain excellent on minnows and jigs continuing to move in shallow structures. Belton. White bass are excellent on the main lake points, drop-offs, and humps using slabs. Palestine. Largemouth bass are good working shad-like crankbaits, frogs, flipping jigs, lizards, and topwater lures near points, timber, and rocky shorelines. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles, docks, bridge columns, and timber. Richland Chambers. White bass and hybrids are excellent on live bait, slabs, and spoons, working flats, humps, and points. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs near bridge pilings, in brush piles, and near the timber. Somerville. White bass and hybrids are excellent with swim baits and slabs on main lake flats, ridges, drop-offs, and around the humps. Tewakinee. Blue cats are excellent on fresh-cut bait and live bait. Channel cats are excellent on chicken liver and punch bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on swim baits, slabs, live bait near the main lake channel, flats, drop-offs, and humps. Whitney. White bass are excellent along the main lake channel, flats, and humps with jigging spoons and slabs. Hot, hot, hot.
You're on that excellent kick again.
That's right, yeah. Excelling.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir black bass fishing's been good. As the weather stabilizes, topwater baits, creature baits, worms, spinners, and crankbaits have all been productive when fished around rocky structure and points. You know, they certainly are going to move deeper as the day warms. Falcon, the weather has been favorable for our anglers in that area. Fishing in the Tigers and working traditional structure. Make sure and check the boat ramp access as weekend traffic has picked up. Black bass are good when sticking to the rocks, finding larger fish among brush and traditional deep water structure. Brownwood, white bass and hybrids have been excellent on spoons and spinner baits. Look for birds diving over feeding schools. Allen Henry, bass are good using boat equipment to identify drops and points to then work crankbait, spinner baits, and worms. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good on rattle traps and live bait cruising water depths 8 to 12 feet. Ivy, bass have been good using vegetation as the primary structure while fishing topwater lures, worms, and spinners. Meredith, we don't talk about Meredith often,
right.
And it is still 51 feet low. Black bass are good fishing on points and vegetation as much as possible. Also, walleye are good, but that bite is starting to slow as those fish will move to deeper waters. What's going on in the hill country?
Well, let's go to Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are, guess what? Excellent! With chatterbaits, topwater lures, crankbaits, frogs, and spinners in water depths 3 to 20 feet. White bass are excellent on slabs, crankbaits, swim baits on main lake points, flats, humps. Canyon. White bass are excellent with jigging spoons, swim baits, and slabs. Look for birds diving over the feeding schools. Catfish, oh no, excellent again with chicken liver, prepared baits, cut bait, and water less than 10 feet. Travis,
Largemouth bass are excellent with topwater lures, swim jigs, chatterbaits, wacky worms in water depths 3 to 20 feet. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs near docks, brush piles, and creeks.
All right, on the hunting scene, we want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Silencer Central, who ask, are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Silencer Central is the creator of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work, and ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. Folks, I can attest it is an easy process. It is a phone call. They're going to fill out the paperwork for you. They're going to handle everything, and then really it becomes a matter of hurry up and wait on the government.
Your friends of the government.
That's
yes,
right.
We're here to help you.
But as that time passes, before you know it, Silencer Central is going to deliver your silencer right to your front door. Okay, and that's pretty neat. This sounds too good to be true. Learn more about Silencer Central's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179 and tell them you heard about it on Texas Outdoor News. All right, we are into that period of the year that gives us year-round hunting. Through May 31st, the 51 East Texas counties, the spring squirrel season will conclude. But through August 31st, you've got the South Zone javelina season and the open counties with no bag limit, year-round squirrel season in other counties.
There you go.
Plus, we know that you can hunt pigs and exotics.
That's right. And remember, squirrels, first of all, they're great chicken fried. And also, you know, the Meps Lure Company.
Well, buy those tails.
Buy the tails. That's
yeah,
right.
You bet. All right. You've been on or off the road?
I've been on the road, but in style. And some years back, Cadillac turned the corner. And have made the best vehicles they've ever made for a number of years now, really. And this week I was checking out the 2021 CTS5 V-Series four-door sedan. This is mid-size luxury, but it hauls the bacon, friends. It's got a twin-turbo 3-liter V6 pumping out 360 horsepower and mated to a 10-speed automatic electronically shifted transmission. I mean, this thing is just quick, and a great ride. I mean, it rides like a Cadillac. What do you expect? Sporty as heck and very, very luxurious and all the goodies you would want. This electronic precision shift transmission is just amazing with these magnesium paddles. Brembo brakes, performance mesh grille, exhaust quad tips. Good-looking car, sporty. Magnetic ride control. Driver and front passenger, 18-way adjustable seats, leather steering wheel, heated, of course, alloy driver pedals. It's very cool. A lot of LED lighting inside and outside, ambient lighting on the inside. You want to have a cocktail, not while driving, of course. Safety, of course, rear cross traffic alert, safety alert seat, which does vibrate. Somebody's on your right. Ooh, it tickles your buns. Buckle to drive, so you're going to be safe there. Lane change alert. This thing had a lot of extra stuff added to it with their platinum package with the UltraView sunroof, the leather seats, the parking package. They've had the lighting package, navigation, and Bose premium audio, climate package on it, security package, also auto seatbelt tightening, adaptive cruise control, locking wheel lugs, theft deterrent alarm system, reverse automatic braking, which is nice, following distance indicator, lane keeping assist, and more. Base price, though, shockingly cool, $47. The one I had loaded, I don't think you could get anything else, and it came out to $63. 18 miles per gallon in the city, 27 on the highway. Better if you're light on the foot. Just a really, really good-looking four-door sedan, like I say, mid-size luxury. And just super quick, which I kind of enjoy because I do have a lead foot. So if you're interested for something like that, from, you know, in town or driving to the country, check it out. The 2021 Cadillac CT5, the V series. That means velocity, I think.
They're quick.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a look back at the first half of 2021 and then look ahead to the rest of the year.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salinar and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
This Outdoor News, Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Mamas are dropping fawns.
Yep.
Bucks are already growing headgear.
Uh-huh.
You got to have Fortified Cottonseed out there year-round. I mean, it just is amazing.
Well, it's proven time after time. It works.
It does. And as we've told you and had testimonies here on Texas Outdoor News, there are those that have gotten away from feeding anything other than Fortified Cottonseed.
Right.
For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And as I always say, well, first, I love to hear the sound of my voice anyway. But the secondly, kidding. Pigs and raccoons don't mess with this stuff. That's just a godsend. I mean, it really is.
But he does like to hear his voice. All right. Looking back at the start of the year, you know, we were not real sure of where we were going. And there was a lot of uncertainties from a political standpoint.
Right.
There was no real direction because we didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Also coming out of the shutdown of 2020.
Oh.
Normally we would be doing boat shows. That didn't happen.
Right.
So we had our buddy Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats on, who gave us an update. And he, along with Britt McLean from McLean Trailers, all told us that very robust market for the boating industry.
Right.
Biggest problem was getting the parts.
There you go.
I mean, and that has been a common theme.
Well, and
in
still
continuing,
especially with the chips, which are messing up the automotive industry, all the electronic things out there. It's going to be most of this year before that gets corrected.
You know, we brought it up when it was a problem. We bring it up now as a reminder of how dependent we are. And you know what? This country does not need to be dependent on one thing. We have the ability, and we just need to have the environment in which to do. But
I'm thinking, not wanting to be political, but something I've always said, if you look at the means of production and if you look at the riches, above and below the ground, if we could just get Canada and the United States and Mexico to really cooperate, we wouldn't need anybody else.
No, without question.
Without question, you know.
Actually, I thought we had a president that was bringing that together.
I thought. Oh, well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to. I've got to bring this up, though, because we're talking about what's been happening, but also what is happening. And something that I got this week, if I can push the right button. We've got this hearing going on for this guy to run the ATF, okay? Named Chipman. David Chipman. For ATF director. And I love his quote. Think about this, friends. He says, "I was directly involved in the ATF's Waco siege, so I'm an expert on how to deal with gun owners." Be very afraid. Yeah. Be very afraid.
Yeah.
Because that was so botched.
Yeah, it really was. All right, moving through the year. First off, get your boats checked out. We talk about boating safety.
Right.
Make sure things are operating. Same thing for your trailer. Go see Britt McLean at McLean Trailers,
right,
and have your trailer checked out, or go get a new one. They've got some phenomenal trailers.
Well, also in being the solutions, we've covered it too, though, with like the zebra mussel problems and so on and so on. You know, the cleaning and draining and drying is not difficult. You got something to say?
I'm biting my tongue. Yeah. You notice the blood trickling down. Right. I mean, quite honestly,
it's spreading. It's
spreading, and we should, as recreational anglers and boaters, should do that. Huh. But the problem is bigger than what the recreational people. You know, there's a lot of exchange of water
That's
being moved from the have to the have-nots without it being treated. Okay,
right.
And nobody ever brings that up. Except for here on Texas Outdoor News. And that really just irritates me to no end that, once again, the pressure is being put on the consumers rather than on the true source. Follow the money.
Right.
Okay?
And pay attention to the science.
Yes. If you can believe the science.
Your face has just changed colors three different times.
Yeah. Then we get into talking to Corey Mason, the Dallas Safari Club, because we didn't have that show.
Right.
Here is a challenge for us. Okay, we did a virtual version. Now we're looking at January having convention. Uh-huh. I call Corey and I go, heard on the news that the feds have confiscated or have commandeered the Dallas Convention Center to house illegals.
Oh?
I said, what is your backup plan? And he goes, we're starting to look.
Wow.
Hunter's Extravaganzas coming up in August in San Antonio, the Expo. San Antonio's become a phenomenal show.
Right.
They're, you know, commandeered the Expo to house illegals. We saw what happened in McAllen at the convention center in the hurricanes last year. They secured it. They held on to it and held on to it to use it. What happens is when the government gets their hands on a facility, they're very, very slow to release it.
Right.
Here's something else that nobody's talking about yet because the marketing effort has not been made. The NRA is coming to Dallas to the convention center in September.
No, Houston. Houston.
I believe it's Dallas.
Houston.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then
yes, sir, Houston. For George R. Brown.
Well, that's good.
Yes, trust me.
I hope.
Yes, sir.
It depends on what El Comandante, you know, and Mayor Sylvester, you know, do not.
Our New York State and the lawsuits and on and on and on. I mean, that's a whole big can of worms. But no, it's scheduled for Houston.
I want to check that.
Yep.
Go ahead. And I hope so, because Houston did a jam-up job.
You got a computer right
last
there.
Last time.
You
I'm busy.
Okay.
Pull yours up.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll whip this phone out right here, and I'll just check it for you.
And I tell you what we'll do while we're looking for this is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue with our review of 2020 right here on Texas Outdoor News.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show. Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a former rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Catch, clip, release. You'll hear that all summer with the CCA Star Catch and Release Fishing Tournament. New categories this year and more tagged reds than ever before. Spend the summer wetting a line and you can reel in a new boat and truck when you catch and release a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shoal Water Boats, Mustang Cat and Dargle Boats. Sign up at startournament.org, local bait camps and marinas.
All right, we are back with Texas Outdoor News, and we continue. I don't know why my machine decided to go down.
Yeah.
I no longer have a connection.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So, yeah.
Well, see, I'm doing it on a cell tower. But no, just checking on this. The 150th anniversary celebration will be September 3-5 in Houston, Texas at the George R. Brown Convention Center.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad to know that it's here. We got a better shot of that, you know, actually taking place.
Well, and it was the biggest ever when it was here before.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
In advance of the winter freeze, we had John Sewell, ranch manager of Harris Ranch.
Oh, what a success story that was.
Yeah, 2017 Lone Star Legacy Land Steward Award winner. And again, was talking about fortified cottonseed and what has transpired over his 25 years,
right?
You know, managing that property. Absolutely phenomenal story. We actually, because of the freeze, we replayed that to give folks a chance to hear. And so, good things are happening. But John and I tease him regularly because he shows up on Fox News, you know, giving live on the on the scene reports of illegals moving through.
Certainly, yeah.
And this is in Uvalde, Kinney County, where they're probably 40 miles from the river.
Right.
But moving through and taking time, and instead of ranching, they're,
monitoring. Well, but that, again, that example, too, though, of the animals that survived the freeze when they had proper nutrition, they had places to bed down and so on, they handled it very well. And I want to bring this up, too, though, the aftermath of this thing, because I always, especially in the winter, I turn my water pump off up at the ranch, I open up all the pipes and so on, just as a matter of course, in case, you get a cold snap. So it was weeks before the freeze, they were all open, and all the faucets were open. Yet, I got a buddy that goes up there early, because he lives closer than I do to my own place, and he called me on a Thursday, said, don't come. I had a big break at the wellhead on my pump. Okay, fine. So we get that fixed. We plan the next trip, and he calls me on a Thursday, says, don't come. And there's a big leak in my house. How that occurred with all that draining, I don't know. But the point of this being is not only in preparation, which I thought I had, but if somebody is now, they don't go up to their lease until late summer or something, you may have an issue up there you don't know about. You really need to check now before you get the gang and say, man, we're going to hunt next weekend.
Good point.
Check
all right, we got about 3 minutes before we're out of time on this segment.
Sure.
But looking at post-freeze, we had Robin Rikers, head of Coastal Fisheries, on.
Right.
And, of course, they've been doing their gillnet surveys. And we've got to call in to Robin because we're going to be getting a report once they have tabulated the information. Craig Bonds with Inland Fisheries. Similar situation, fared much better during the freeze. And it was a matter of just lake levels coming up.
Right.
I believe in the report that we gave today, Sam Rayburn was 9 feet above conservation pool. That's a lot of water.
That is a lot of water.
Scatters fish. Then, of course, we get into, equipment. I mean, you and I are always testing something.
Certainly.
And our friends from Vortex Optics, looking at some of the new products, the scopes, the red dot, the tripods that they've come out with. Folks, this is the time.
Prepared.
To start prepared.
Right.
I mean, Harold, how many people and friends do we see that go, oh, well, I never got around to doing that.
It's like now, let me fling this out, too. We're still going to have a hurricane season coming in here, okay?
Sure.
Don't wait till you get the report that it just hit the Gulf to go buy toilet paper and water, okay? Do it now.
Right.
Okay?
Right. And of course, then we come down to the summer gym of summer gyms, the CCA Star Tournament.
Indeed.
We had Uncle Bill Kenny on.
Right.
And of course, again, due to the freeze and the impact, what we're going to be dealing with, no longer is this a quote-unquote kill tournament.
Right.
It is a tag. And what's really neat about it is they're releasing the Redfish, which was the genesis of GCCA and CCA.
Right.
You catch the fish, Harold. You now clip the tag, retain the clip tag portion, let the fish go.
Right.
Okay. And you go in and claim a prize. And it is going to be phenomenal.
Bigger and better than ever, really.
Yeah, yeah. Now, offshore, still going to bring fish in. And there was the return, or there is the return of the Red Snapper division that was curtailed about a decade ago.
Right, right.
When flawed numbers started showing up. But anglers, once again, did the right thing, and they backed off, and now CCA has fought and said, hey, this is something that is wrong, and we've proven it to you. Now we can, you know, we can fish, and we get extra days.
Well, yeah, it's the greatest tournament on the planet, and like we say, if you're going to fish the Gulf at all, or even think you might, you know, sign up for this thing, because it's the greatest insurance policy you'll ever get.
Two things in the last 30 seconds. Yeah. Number one, get out and call Critters.
Right.
Wayne Carlton, go back and listen to that show, as well as the show last week with Al Morris from Fox Pro. It's a way to get out and use equipment and become familiar and reacquainted with what you're going to use, you know, in the fall. And then just, you know, be safe.
That's right.
Just be safe and get ready and be prepared. All right. That wraps up our year so far in review.
Right, right.
Goodness gracious, what will the back half have? We will be letting you know as we continue to monitor things. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, there's still more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. And Harold, do we still have a special?
Absolutely. And this is, again, part of preparation for hurricane season, but also year-round. Greatest products on the planet, the official lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News is Hybrid Light. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lamps, lanterns, and more. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, you can charge your phone and other devices from them. We've got a special offer, 20% off any of their products and free same-day delivery. Just go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day delivery, hybridlight.com. Okay, CCA tournament has started. As we have said, it runs through September 6th. Sign up. Go to ccatexas.org. June 4, Noden's Outdoors is hosting a Sporting Clays fundraiser, Greater Houston Sports Club, for our Special Operations Veterans recipients. For info, go to Noden, SEOutdoors.com. Okay. Excuse me, .org. June 5, though, the Salty Crab Trout Shootout and Festival at Lake Charles Civic Center, Amphitheater Grounds Tournament and Festival is going to be held in partnership with Louisiana Seafood. In addition to the fishing tournament, the event features a concert with American Idol winner Lane Hardy, a Southwest Louisiana Cornhole Association tournament, oh boy, as well as food, general concessions, professional vendors, and more. Trout Shootout begins at 5 a.m., scales closing at 1:30, award ceremony at 2. Great to watch these anglers try the luck. $1,000 for the biggest speckled trout. Overall cash prizes exceeding $10,000. The concert featuring all those people we told you about. Tickets for concerts, $22. Just go to saltycatch.com and then go to that event in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot has gone on this year. A lot more is headed our way. It's always the things about the future is sure. The surprises.
There you go.
And so you just need to be prepared.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Yeah.
Also, we were talking about all the various shows we've done so far this year and all the information that's there. It's on our website. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com. Up at the top, click on Listen to the Shows, and there they are. They're all archived. You can also find us on YouTube and Facebook and iHeart and iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio and more. When you go to Facebook, like us. That just helps build the audience, okay? Because we're all in this together, friends. But there's a lot of information out there, and that's why we save it for you, so you can check back on things, okay? Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. You know, and now that things are getting a little more open, you're going to get out there, still be safe, okay? Don't think you're bulletproof because you survived 2020. Be careful out there. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, like I say, be safe so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.